Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 223. Don't get me wrong, I love a chunky sweater and some leggings, but I was talking to a client in session this week who was telling me how she was getting dressed in the morning and how this was causing so much distress. Here in the Midwest, it's been like high 80s, 90s, even though you can't tell by my voice, I'm already getting like the winter cold. But she went on to say how she just really wants to hide in her sweaters. And she's so upset that it's so hot because like she just wants to put on her chunky sweater and hide. And it got me to thinking about how many women just want to hide when they're not feeling confident in their bodies. Negative body image can distract you from your professional goals, your educational goals, your relationships, and maybe even impact the way that you care for yourself. And I just want you to know that there may be a way that you don't have to hide as we head into the winter season. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Special shout out to BLH1004 for the 5-star review. She said, these episodes talk about real issues and things that everyone feels to some degree. They're motivational and inspiring, but also help me to know I'm not alone in what I'm going through, trying to be healthy and getting back into fitness postpartum. I would recommend these to any women wanting to live a healthy life. BLH1004, could you please send me a message on Instagram or send us an email, fitfriendshappyhour@gmail.com. I need to know who you are because you just made my week. And if you would also like to leave a 5-star review, you can actually just swipe up if you're listening on your phone and let us know what you think. We would love your feedback. You know, I don't make any money with this podcast. We don't have ads. I truly do this podcast every week for, oh my gosh, it's been at least 6 years. 6 years in November, which is bananas. But the reason I do it is because I love it. And I really want to get this message out to those who need it. And by you leaving a review, sharing this on Instagram, share with a friend, like that is how we reach more people. So thank you so much. Today, I want to give you just 3 things to think about to shift your perspective the next time you're getting dressed over this next month and you just want to hide behind that sweater. First, I want you to ask yourself, why do I want to hide? Was there something that triggered me today? Is it my wardrobe that's outdated? Is it I'm feeling frustrated because nothing fits this postpartum body like it used to last season? Is it this cold weather or lack of sunshine that just has me feeling ick? Or maybe, and this was the case in my client situation, maybe I am just so incredibly stressed at work and with life, and this body image stuff just feels like the cherry on top. It is the straw that is about to break the camel's freaking back. Because I can guarantee you, when you stop to ask why do I want to hide? Why am I crying? Or why am I upset standing in the mirror? It's not because of the sweater. It's deeper than that. And that's okay. Let's acknowledge it and do something about it, right? We're action takers here. The next thing I want you to start to think about is start to winterproof your self-care. What do I mean by that? So for example, my neighbor and I, she's my neighbor, my friend. We actually went to college together and worked at the co-rec together. We actually ended up becoming dietitians and we worked together for a little bit when I was in a children's hospital, and she's awesome. And I ended up moving into her neighborhood. So fun. And so we've developed this new habit where we walk on Fridays, and she's also a new mom. And, you know, just today, Fridays are kind of crazy. And so she said, hey, actually, can you walk tomorrow? And also, I haven't been to the gym all week, and please tell me it's going to be okay. And so we already just started to talk about how, okay, what are we going to do when it gets cold? Because we know that just this weekly walks, even if it's not every week, on the weeks that we can do it, it is so good for us. It is so nourishing to our mind, our body, our soul, to like connect, to talk about mom things, talk about, you know, dietitian things, life, for our babies to like, you know, have social interaction. We get out in nature. Like, there's just so many positive benefits to it. And so we're already thinking like, okay, what are we going to do when it gets cold? Because we need this like interaction, this thing for us on Fridays. And so I want to ask you, you know, when it comes to winterproofing your self-care, what is going to nurture you, both your body, but also your soul? Maybe it's joining a book club or a Bible study. Or again, you know, I'm in my mom era, my mom phase. On Sundays, there is a virtual class that I'm meaning to take called Baby Dance Club. Like, hello, talk about nourishing your body and soul. Oh my gosh, a baby dance club. It's like a dance class with your baby. Amazing. I had a client who every Monday night was laundry night and The Bachelor. And what I love about that is she was taking something that was maybe not as enjoyable, but like sometimes we have to be the parent, we have to be the adult, and we have to say, okay, we have to get our laundry. But she paired it with The Bachelor and nails. And like that was her thing on Monday night, to take care of herself, to take care of, you know, her house, all these things. I loved it. But maybe it's scheduling out a monthly massage, or it's nails, or I don't know, whatever it is. Think about it. Think about what would make you feel good and put it into place now when you're in the right headspace before you get to that, you know, cold sweater hiding months. Maybe your cup is full when you help others. Maybe you want to get involved with a charity event or volunteer this holiday season. What's really interesting is that the act of giving back not only benefits others, but it also actually boosts your self-esteem. And what that does for you is that it reminds you of your capacity to make a positive impact. It reminds you that you are so much more than a body, that you are so worthy, and you have so much to give on this earth. So I love that example. And I really am going to practice what I preach. And I know it's going to be tough because the holidays are crazy, but that is something I'm committing to. You're hearing me on the podcast live. I'm going to be doing some sort of like charity giving back, like action, not just like donating money and time. I mean, or money or things. I mean, that's great too, but like actually getting involved. So if you have any ideas on that, please share, and let's share those together. And then lastly, I want you to think about just embracing the season. What can you find joy in this season that actually is the very reason to not hide and hibernate? Things that come to mind for me are just actually savoring the pumpkin, the hot cocoa, you know, all the culinary goodness and flavors that come with the season changing. Maybe it's getting in nature, watching the leaves change, sitting outside a fire. Nature has such a way of reminding us our place in this world, and it really helps to encourage self-acceptance. For my client, her commitment is to show up for our nutrition coaching sessions over the next 12 weeks so that she can have space for all the emotions she's anticipating this holiday season, and even more importantly, the tools to confidently control those emotions and show up for her life instead of hiding. Because ultimately, being seen is really what we want deep down, isn't it? Friends, that's all I got for you on today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, leave us a review. Let us know what you think. Share us with a friend, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.